Howdy, folks. You know, all these confession magazines, they're making it harder than ever to keep a secret, and less profitable, too. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And you know, some wives tell me there's mighty little entertainment in a husband who's the silent type. Have you ever known one of these husbands? He sits around the house, reads a newspaper, and almost never joins in the conversation with the little woman, you know. While his wife is talking, he's preoccupied and his mind's a million miles away. He just grunts every now and then, which, of course, that can mean approval or go ahead and keep talking or anything, but it can be dangerous, I'll tell you that. The wife, she might be chattering along about her sew-in club, and then and all of a sudden she says, is it all right for me to buy that new fur coat, dear? And he says, he's bought a fur coat. But I know a woman whose hobby is making neckties now. And the other night, while her husband was reading the paper, she said, honey, do you think if I cut this material in half, it'll be the right length for these ties? And without looking, he says, He now owns a dozen homemade neckties, which are 5 inches too short. My advice to all husbands is to enter into the conversation with their wives, even if they have to interrupt her every now and then. Of course, if you bring home some delicious double mint chewing gum for the little woman, she'll start chewing the double mint and forget the worries of the day that, got her all tensed up and all, and as she relaxes and gets to feeling more comfortable, there'll be more conversation and less monologue there. And when you got the jitters, you chew a stick of double mint. I tell you, the smooth chewing just seems to make tense nerves kind of unlax. You feel better. You get to enjoying the cool, clean, fresh taste of double mint, and everything's fine, see? Which reminds me, Paula Richards has a fine song for you today. Who's Sorry Now?
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each bow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, yes, just like a friend. I tried to warn you somehow. Well, you had your way, and now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. Well, you had your way, baby, now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Trying to keep up with the news here, I'm noticing I got another fashion note today. Women's hats are going to be very much off the face, they say. Seems the cloches and toques, that's what it said in the newspaper, the cloches and toques, they call them, that the women will be wearing, they say they'll come down over the right ear. So you men, you'll have to stay on the left side of the little lady or she won't hear a word you say. Now, the smart ensembles, they'll feature that belted look. And the evening gowns, they'll have a deep plunge in the back. Sounds like I read this in a detective magazine, doesn't it? But that's the straight dope from the fashion world. Another thing I've been following in the news is the mailman's battle against dog bites. Now, this is a serious thing. It's got my full sympathy, believe me. But an analysis shows that 72% of the bites are delivered below the knee. And 12% above the knee, 13% on the hand or forearm, and 3% elsewhere. Well, that's the only encouraging sign, getting those elsewhere bites down to 3% there. Hey, I was just thinking here about an expression my grandma Buttram used to favor. I chew double mint gum because it pleasures me. And while I'm enjoying it, I know that it's doing, such nice things as sweetening my breath. And after a meal, the healthful chewing is an aid to digestion. Helps keep my teeth clean and looking good, too. And a whole pack of double mint only costs a nickel. I tell you, I like it. And I've got an idea you'll be just as enthusiastic as I am about double mint gum, once you try it. Try a stick right now. Huh? You got it unwrapped? Fine. It's good, huh? Well, now let's all listen to the Hollerin' Quartet while they sing, All God's Children Got Shoes.
I got a shoe, you got a shoe, all of God's children got a shoe.
All God's children got a shoe.
When I get to heaven, gonna put on the shoes, gonna walk all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven, everybody talking about heaven, ain't going there. Heaven, heaven, gonna walk all over God's heaven.
And I got a wing, you got a wing, all of God's children got a wing.
All God's children got a wing.
When I get to heaven, gonna put on the wings, gonna fly all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven, everybody talking about heaven, ain't going there. Heaven, heaven, gonna fly all over God's heaven.
And I got a dog, you got a dog, all God's children got a dog.
All God's children got a dog.
When you get to heaven, gonna put on the dog, gonna strut all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven, everybody talking about heaven, ain't a going there. Heaven, heaven, gonna strut all over God's heaven.
Now I got a song, you got song. All God's children got a song.
All God's children got a song.
When you get to heaven, gonna sing all the songs, gonna sing all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven, everybody talking about heaven, ain't a going there. Heaven, heaven, gonna sing all over God's heaven. All God's children got a song.
All God's children got a song.
Fine, boys, fine. You know, my little daughter, Carrie, asked me this morning, said, is today Thursday? And I said, no, today's Friday. And she said, but yesterday you said today's Thursday. So, I explained to her, today was Thursday, yesterday. I said, you see, yesterday, Friday was tomorrow, but now it's today. And when today is tomorrow, well, today will be yesterday. But today's today now, see? Seems like kids of today just don't learn as fast as we used to yesterday. Or maybe my daughter was trying to confuse me into thinking today was Thursday so I wouldn't sing for the Buttram bonus. Well, I'll tell you, I'm not letting any 3.5-year-old daughter keep me from singing a song here. When I was on vacation down in Winston County, I asked all my old friends about my singing on Just Entertainment here, and they said that in all the years they've known me, they've never heard me sing any better than I'm doing right here on Fridays. Wonder what they meant by that. Well, I'm still going to have the Halloran Quartet and the Buttram Symphony ride along with me here in case we hit any musical bumps. But I'll tell you this, it's nice to know that good music is still appreciated. Anyway, here we go. My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by far than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn, the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped
short,
never to go again
when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, life seconds numbering, tick tock.
But it
stopped
short, never to go again
when the old man died.
My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it
stopped
short, never to go again
when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, life seconds numbering, tick tock.
But it stopped
short,
never to go again
when the old man dies. Tick tock.
Boing. I just threw that in there. I wasn't supposed to do that. Well, if you didn't like that, I'll tell you, you can have a stick of double mint gum. You're bound to like double mint. There'll be plenty of times you'll appreciate a stick of delicious double mint over the weekend. So you better lay in a good weekend supply, will you? Have enough, you know, to pass around to friends that drop in. They'll probably be just as enthusiastic double mint fans as you and I are. Well, till Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that most any girl is willing to share a man's lot if there's a nice house on it. Goodbye. We'll see you Monday now.
This is the CBS Radio Network.